Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So this diplomatic row is rumbling on this morning between the UK and Irish governments as the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is set to seek approval to quickly draft legislation so that the UK can again be designated as a safe country to return people seeking asylum. It comes as the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has declared he's not interested in taking back those seeking asylum from Ireland. Speaking to ITV News, he said, "We're not going to accept returns from the EU via Ireland when the EU doesn't accept returns back to France, where illegal migrants are coming from." Well, the Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg weighed in on the controversy during his GB News programme, Jacob Rees-Mogg State of the Nation. Let's hear some of what he had to say.
What this news really presents is a golden opportunity. An opportunity to send all of the illegal migrants in the UK to facilities near the Irish border. If it just so happens that they then end up crossing the border, which, according to the Belfast Agreement, must remain open, and indeed our departure from the European Union agreement, so be it. According to the Irish courts, they're happy to take in all the poor refugees fleeing persecution. There is an army barracks that's apparently facing redevelopment, and we're using other military facilities in the rest of the UK, and Northern Ireland's a fundamental part of the UK. It can do its bit, and it can house some migrants which can then be sent over to the Republic, where they'll be wonderfully safe as opposed to this dangerous land that they tried to get into in the first place. This would have many advantages. It would keep the cost of Rwanda down, as fewer people would need to be sent there. And the EU would be so happy because it would fulfil its beloved human rights obligations, and the Irish government could feel a sense of superiority to His Majesty's government. There will be no migrants coming to the UK from Ireland, and there's no need to stop them going there. Perhaps a maverick viewer may want to set up a charity to help pay the transport costs of illegal migrants who have got in over the channel to send them to Southern Ireland. I believe it's a very pleasant place to be at this time of year.
Jacob Rees-Mogg. Now, for more on this, we're joined by political commentator Adam Bolton and also by Matthew Paris, former Conservative MP and columnist with The Times. Adam, to you first. We heard Jacob Rees-Mogg there. The whole issue, though, is great for Rishi Sunak, isn't it, in the run-up to the local elections this week and the imminent general election?
No, I don't think it is. And I think Jacob Rees-Mogg, of course, is not in the government anymore, was being rather satirical there, making some points. I think Rishi Sunak would much rather not have this discussion at all, which appears to have been kicked off by the comments from Micheál Martin, apparently unsubstantiated, saying that 80% of people were coming in from the UK because they wanted to avoid borders. I think this has become a very dangerous conversation because, of course, what it ultimately raises is the question of having an open border on the island of Ireland, that if either side wants to police it, you wouldn't have an open border.
Mm-hmm. But Rishi Sunak did.
He did. Implications of that quite severe. Yeah. Well, Rishi Sunak was asked about it.
Yeah, and he said, look, it shows that our Rwanda plan will work and is already working. I mean, he used it for political point scoring.
Well, when he was asked about it, he did use it for political point scoring, which I think he may come to regret. But, you know, there is a basic problem here, which is that the UK has been consistently arguing that people should not come from France into the UK. That has not been accepted by the European Union. They've said that it's legitimate, and on occasions people have been facilitated making the crossing of the channel. Well, if you believe in open borders, then there might be, and I repeat, might be, unfortunate consequences in terms of people crossing into Ireland. I mean, in a sense, if you look at these people making this crossing from the Middle East, they pass through many countries on the way. If you're going to permit them to travel, which we all say, there's no particular reason why the UK should be the exception that has to be the end point for everyone who's travelling, mm-hmm. is there?
Matthew, what do you think? I mean, do you agree with Adam that this could be a very dangerous conversation?
Well, it's dangerous for Ireland. I think it's a problem for Ireland, and I don't quite see how it's going to be solved. I agree with Adam that I think Rishi Sunak's slightly sort of screw you tone is unfortunate, because relations between Britain and Ireland are terrifically important and ought to be, wherever possible, kept on an even keel. But the fact is that we do have an open border, and if you have an open border, it's open. And I don't know how Ireland would return people to the United Kingdom, or they could just walk back over the border again afterwards. I'm interested also in this latest announcement from your Justice Ministry. I think that Britain is going to be declared as a safe country, in which case Ireland, the Republic, is doing exactly the same as Britain did, declaring Rwanda to be a safe country, even though lots of people said it wouldn't, because Britain wouldn't be a safe country for a returned asylum seeker from Ireland, because once they reach Britain, they might be sent to Rwanda.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing coming down the tracks, if you know, the jets can be cooled here, we have the general election and everyone knows what the prediction, Matthew, is there. Do you think that that might be a strategy that perhaps the Irish government could pursue, just to hold out on this one?
Well, they can hold out as long as they like, just saying that we won't accept this or we will return them. And I suppose it may take longer than the general, between now and the general election in Ireland, for the illogicality of that position to become clear. But in the end, I don't see what Ireland can do if people cross an open border into Ireland. That they can return them, but they'll just come back again.
Mm-hmm. So are you both saying then, and Matthew, I might get your take on this, that the open border is in question here if this problem is to be solved from an Irish point of view?
Well, I think the open border is a much more important thing and more important to maintain than any problem of a few refugees walking over the border and being batted backwards and forwards in a ping pong kind of way. The open border is absolutely vital, and I think that should be the starting point.
But Adam, the EU has always said that Ireland is responsible for controlling the border into the EU. Surely the EU is going to say to Ireland, you need to manage this problem.
Well, I don't think so necessarily. I mean, look, I think, to be honest about this, I think if this is being stirred up in Ireland for electoral reasons, that is probably a miscalculation. Because, as Matthew says, there are tremendous practicalities, and the only practicality of enforcing it would be to have a hard border, which, of course, the EU is against. It's not even substantiated. I mean, there are people, believe it or not, who want to make this journey and want to end up in Ireland in any case, irrespective of what the policy in the UK is. Although, obviously, with an open border, that's a way of going in. So it seems to me that this is, if you like, a little bit of Brit bashing and posing as standing up for human rights. We're at a time when we've also got a large number of parties in the European elections actually considering similar plans to what the British are proposing. So it seems to me this one is going to misfire, and I cannot see that in practical terms it's going to go anywhere in terms of achieving the desired aim, presumably, of busing people who are in tents in Dublin back across the border into Northern Ireland. So it seems to me it's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. You said that the figures are unverified. The Irish Times has helpfully gone out and done an analysis of the figures, and there is a huge increase in the number of people who are applying for asylum now, not at airports in Ireland, not at ports, but coming to the immigration offices in the country. And that's what they're basing this figure on. What if it's right? What if people are coming through the UK? If you just let me finish my point. What if people are coming through the UK and saying, we are afraid of being sent to Rwanda, so we will take the option now of coming to Ireland? What if that is the effect of the Rwanda plan? Should Ireland not be able to push back against that?
Well, two points. First is the fact that there's an increase of people coming across by land into Ireland does not necessarily mean they're doing that because of the Rwanda policy. And indeed, I saw Channel 4 News last night who were going out interviewing people. And some of them were saying it was for that reason. Others were saying it wasn't for that reason at all. So I don't think it's substantiated that there is a direct Rwanda connection. But the second point is, Ireland doesn't like what's happening. The UK doesn't like what's happening. Italy doesn't like what's happening. This is what is happening with mass migration, and no one has come up with a successful policy to deal with it. But to focus it as a UK versus Ireland problem, I think, you know, completely misses the point of what's happening geopolitically. And as I say, it might play well with an Irish electorate, although I'm not sure of that. But it's bad politics. It will backfire.
Matthew, can I come back to that point that Adam made earlier, that this is Brit bashing by the Irish government?
Yes, it may be to a degree, but I mean, there's a certain amount of Irish bashing by the British government too. You could hear that in the tone of Rishi Sunak's voice. We just don't want to be bashing one way or the other. And Adam is absolutely right that the problem actually staring us in the face, the elephant in the room, is illegal migration into Europe, including the United Kingdom. And we can sort of bat people around backwards and forwards as much as we like. But in the end, we got to face that one.
All right. Well, thank you both, Matthew Paris, former Conservative MP, and political commentator Adam Bolton. Later on in the show, we're going to get the take of the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern on how to end this row with the UK over migrants. That's a little bit later. Coming up next, though, Minister Pippa Hackett on that €80 million ash dieback compensation scheme.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.